Welcome back to Rocking 20s. It's been a while. I think our last episode was back in March. And now we're here, and I hope we're back for good. And today, we're discussing something about our new normal. After everything that is happening and is still happening all over the world, I know that we're thinking of new ways how we can cope with the changes and how we can survive through this pandemic. So many things that are happening. But before we get into that, I just want to let you know that Rocking 20s is finally everywhere. And when I say everywhere, I mean it's on Facebook, it's on Instagram, it's on YouTube. So you can view this episode on YouTube with a video, of course. I know hindi lahat nag-Spotify, and especially the ones na mas gusto nyo lang may nakikita sila while listening. So it's there for you. Just check Rocking 20s PH, I think, Rocking 20s PH. And you can like, subscribe, and follow for more updates. And if you have any questions, any feedback, you can give it straight. You don't have to email me anymore. And that's all. So let's jump right into the topic for today. A lot of my friends have been asking me after a month into quarantine how they can get started in working online or working from home. Kasi nga, diba, maraming jobs na nawala. And we're looking for ways how we can still earn money and provide for ourselves and for our family. And one thing na isa sa mga hindi naapektuhan is, although syempre may mga naapektuhan pa rin, is yung online jobs. And for me, I've been working for about 3 years now online in a work from home setup. And the rewards have been great and I've enjoyed it. Although when I started, many people thought of me as a tambay. Kasi nga, they didn't think this job, the job that I'm doing, was legit because I'm only at home. But I continued on thinking that someday, after a few years, after 10 years or so, this will be the new norm for most. And I didn't know that it would happen sooner than I expected. And now we're here, and many companies have already gone into a work from home setup, and many people are now looking into the online job market to earn a living. And so for those friends that have been wondering, curious about this, this is the episode for you. So yes, when I started working from home, not really. The first gig I had online was back in college. I needed extra money for school, and to be honest, because there was a marathon that I wanted to join with my friends and I didn't have the money. So my immediate thought was to get an online job because I was busy at school. And what I did was do a Google search, and I found this website called essays.ph. essays.ph. Did I say it correctly? essays.ph. So I don't think it's still out there right now. I don't think it's existing anymore. But back then, essays.ph used to hire Filipinos to write content and articles for websites for companies abroad. So that's what I did. And I had to write this very, very long articles, and the pay wasn't that good. But because I was a student, syempre, pinatulan ko na kahit hindi malaki yung bayad. So that's what I did to pay for some of my school needs and for that marathon, which I eventually joined. And that was my first experience. If you're a writer, even as a student, there is an opportunity for you in the online job market. And the only thing that you need to learn, aside from being good at writing, is SEO. So that's the most important thing when it comes to writing for the internet, is learning SEO. And I had to learn that, but I'm not an expert. So I always had revisions when I did that job before. But now we have so many webinars, so many online courses revolving around SEO. So with patience and with the eagerness to learn, I know you'll get it in no time. So that was the first experience. Now, fast forward after college, I wasn't able to land a job for a very long time. I think it's almost after 7 months of looking for a job when my friend hit me up with an opportunity to work as a email support agent for a company she works in abroad. And the thing is, it's work from home and I basically just have to answer emails all day. And even though it wasn't something, it's not a dream job, it's not something I wanted to do, but I thought that I needed the money. And I didn't have any experience, but I was that job was recommended to me. And so I applied and I got the job. And from there, from that experience, I learned so much. I learned about e-commerce, about dropshipping, about customer support, and more. And from there, I was able to get more job and get more jobs. And now I have a variety of skills. But most of my jobs after that was video editing, social media management, and like that. And now, currently, I'm working as a assistant and talent scout for a mobile music streaming app based in the US. So that's it. I've been doing this for about 3 years now and the rewards are great. And I've been enjoying this work from home lifestyle. Though I know that it's not for everyone and there are months that I really don't enjoy it, but it gets better every time. So if you think that you're one of those people who would like to experience this, especially in our current situation, continue listening. What do you actually need to do to get started? Kasi nga, this online work feels like it's been around for a very long time, but many people are still clueless. Marami kasi tayong nakikita sa Facebook na parang, kailangan mo lang ng phone, kailangan mo lang ng computer, and you can do this and that. And we sign up for it, and it turns out to be a huge scam. And so our money, our time is wasted. But now I'm going to share with you how you can get into the online job world in a legit way. I have 3 steps for you to actually get started. First is do your research. Applying for an online job is just as challenging as applying for a regular job. To help you better understand, you need to do your research. Katulad ng paano ka magre-research about a company before you get into interview, right? So you need to do your research. You can't just jump right in pag may nakita ka sa Facebook or may nakita ka sa kung anumang website yan. You need to do your own research and educate yourself so that you won't fall for any scam, because there are so many scams all over the internet. What you need to do is look up legitimate websites that offer online jobs to people. And there are so many websites like this, but I think the most popular ones are Upwork, Online Jobs PH, and what I use, it's not really an online job marketplace, but I use it as well, is LinkedIn. Upwork is probably the longest online job platform on the internet. It used to be Odesk and now it's named Upwork. And I have signed up for this since 2013, something like that, and have only used it back in 2017. And majority of my contracts of my jobs are done through Upwork. And now that more and more people are trying to get a job through Upwork, dahil nga ito yung pinakamatagal at pinakamatindi ang reputasyon, medyo mas mahirap na mag-apply dito sa Upwork. But the rewards are still great. And that you are protected dahil yung contracts nyo through Upwork dadaan. And really, it's the best online job website out there on the internet. For me lang naman ha. And next is onlinejobs.ph. I think it's the second best option for Filipinos since it's made for Filipinos. Hindi ka kailangan makikipagkompetensya sa ibang lahi. Kasi sa Upwork, it's international. So you have so many people applying for jobs, you know. Pero sa online jobs, there are still so many people, but at least you know that it's for the Philippines lang. So ayun, legit din to, and you can get you can get clients through online jobs, BH. And the last thing, and that many people are neglecting, is LinkedIn. There are so many times I got offers from LinkedIn for a work from home online job setup, and I didn't even have to apply for them. Clients just come and message me asking if I'm interested in their job offer. And so far, it's been great. If you have LinkedIn, all you need to do is update it every time and see that there will be jobs for you over there. So again, those websites are Upwork, Online Jobs PH, and LinkedIn. Now that you've done research and search mo din tong mga website na to, what's the next step? The next step is building a strong profile. Whatever platform you choose, you need to build a strong profile. But what does that even mean? Marami rin nakikita na naggagawa sila ng mga profiles nila sa mga websites na ito, like online jobs, Upwork, but their profiles are not strong enough. Ano nga ba ang strong profile? You need to have complete information. You need to list every skill that you have that is related to the job you want, of course. But make sure that it's organized and not all over the place. You know what? I've had experience of screening applicants for this client. And there were days when I will receive about 50 plus or more applications. And of course, I don't have the entire day to screen everything. So what I would do is eliminate the ones that didn't have any related skills or experience dun sa job, or eliminate the ones that didn't have a strong profile, the ones that didn't have their email addresses, the ones that don't have their contact information or anything, so I can get the job done quicker. And ganun din yung iniisip ng mga clients pag nagsasubmit ka sa kanila. So what you need to do is be direct and list everything that is related to the job that you want. Makikita nila yun sa profile mo, and when they see it highlighted and emphasized on your profile, you have a better chance of getting hired. That is not to say that you should limit yourself to a particular target. Kasi nga minsan, meron tayong gustong job pero mapupunta tayo sa ibang trabaho, diba? But it surely helps, especially when you're getting started, provide all information needed on your profile, and it will surely strengthen your chances of getting hired. Now that you've done your research and that you have a strong profile that you are proud of, what's the last step? It's go and apply. So there are hundreds of job postings on those websites, but you don't have to submit an application for everything. Don't try and submit 50 applications in a day, because that's not the way to get hired. Because the more that you do that, the lesser the quality of your applications, of your cover letters. So what do you need to do is to sit down, look for 3 to 5 jobs in an hour or maybe even less, and carefully construct your cover letter, do your research on the company, kung provided yung information about it, and submit an application. Make sure to read everything, because sa job postings na yun, there are instructions in between that is crucial for you to follow so that you will get hired. So be patient and try not to shortcut your way into landing a job. And last tip, for every job that you are applying for, make sure to customize your cover letter every time. There's really no magic formula when it comes to writing your cover letter. There were times when I only wrote about 2 to 3 sentences and I got the job. And other times I had to carefully construct a paragraph or more in order to get a job that I want. It's really all about what you think would be appropriate in relation to the job posting. So that's about it. That's 3 simple steps of getting started. 1 is do your research. 2 is build a strong profile. And 3, go and apply for those jobs. I'd like to keep our episode short, but there are so much more to learn about this. And I know parang bitin pa yung information na nabigay ko, but hold on. I will be releasing another episode that will dive more into this and talk about the work from home life. I know getting a job in in the situation that we're in right now is more difficult, but I hope that the few things that I've shared has given you information that will be useful as you start your work from home or freelancing journey. Keep holding on, guys. I hope this pandemic is over soon and that we can just move forward with our lives with more strength and more lessons learned. And yeah, if you think this episode is worth sharing, if you know someone that is interested in knowing about that work from home life, maybe you can share it with a friend. Maybe you can share it on your Facebook, on your Instagram, or wherever. Again, you can like, subscribe, and follow Rocking 20s PH everywhere on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. And that's it. Leave a comment and I might read it on the next episode. Before I go, I'd like to say my thank you to everyone who liked our FB page. We are more than 200 likes now, which is a big feat for me already. Well, that's all for today. Keep rocking your 20s and I'll talk to you soon. Bye!